Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today's the 22nd of April. Just wanted to go through two blog posts that I found, or forum posts, I should say. The first one was the general question here on quant.stackexchange.com. If you want to learn about quant, the questions might be a good place to go. The question that came up was first post resources to learn algo trading quant development. So this person, just so you know, maybe typical for most people, I've been working as a full stack dev for the last 3 years. I'm looking to learn algo trading quant dev development. Can someone help me with the resources, books, articles, and what tech languages should I learn? Certainly no MERN stack. A little bit of Java and a good amount of Python. Looking forward to connecting. So this article was closed, followed up with a pretty valid feedback by a person named Julian Mass. And he says, if you know the job or type of firm you want to apply to, you can check out their description, which is true. And one of the resources I found that's good, it was a popular site, but kind of quiet now, is wilmott.com, W-L-I-L-M-O-T-T.com. There, if you go into the job section, you will find not just the job postings, but actually who the job postings are for, what bank. It's quite surprising, to be honest, under there. Just note that Paul Wilmott, who started this, is British. So a lot of the jobs there are British, based in, well, around London. And yeah, you'll get pretty high paying jobs from the likes of JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, HSBC, and there are coding and sales positions there. That's one of the best resources I've seen online. It just aggregates to other sites that have these postings. So you might want to check that out. Also, so there's this other posting. Let me just finish up here on this comment. If you know the job or type you want to apply to, you can check their job description. Maybe often be informative as to what programming languages they use. As for books, for quantitative finance, check out this post I'm going to tell you about. Again, this is at quant.stackexchange.com. There are just so many books here. The name of the post was at the top here. What are the quantitative finance books that we should all have in our shelves? This was asked 6 years ago, modified 2 years ago, 1 month ago, and it seems to be a very vast article here. What to use. Now, you can use all the big books listed here. I think it's going to be analysis paralysis. If you're coming from a math background, that's a lot harder to pick up than coding. If you're coming from the coding side, getting into math, where if you're like me, weak in the math, You may struggle here if you're trying to get into quant. I will tell you, though, the world is a much better place to learn the math side of things by using the AIs now, both for the chat GPT along with Bing or OpenAI and Copilot. So you may find some gold nuggets based on that. But if you go to these resources, this might be good enough to start from. But again, I think you really got to dig into it. My top picks here out of this batch, there's a lot of Mark Joshi in here in this list. I think those are important. So look for those. You may find, obviously, I think Dr. Ernie Chan's books are still very valid, even though they're 10 plus years old. Also, I would recommend, hopefully we'll have them soon. If you like, Ernie Chan popularized the back testing methodology in his first book. So he talks about that. It doesn't go into great detail, but it's a pretty good book from a high level. If you want to get more into detail on forward analysis or walk forward, I would take a look at Robert Pardo's book. He's got some topics in there. I'm going to actually be hopefully doing an interview with him fairly soon. So I'll post that on my YouTube channel. And I may post it as a podcast as well. Also, the probably the Bible you want to go to. I think, yeah, it's right here under that link I gave you. The three books I'd probably take a look at under general finance textbooks. These are really important. I mentioned Mark Joshi. He had a book called The Concept of Practice Mathematical Finance. A big yes on that. And this is one of the top, it is a top answer, actually. So these are the Bibles of when it comes to quant trading research. So that one from Mark Joshi, the Paul Wilmont on quantitative finance, Paul Wilmont. So I already mentioned his website for the jobs. He has a forum there that is pretty valid still. I think the who's who goes there, especially out of England when it comes to quant, because that's been around for such a long time. But his book, well, it's actually a book series. It's about 12 or 1,800 pages. It goes through all the major components of quant, and he did this years ago. I would start with that. That's, again, Paul Wilmont on quantitative finance, and you want the book series. I think there's three of them in one series. The other book, which a lot of the HFT shops are into, are options, futures, and other derivatives. That book is from John Hall. That's another Bible that came out years ago. So I take a look at those, and that's my picks. So if you want to know more, there's a lot more out there by going to this particular list I've given you. Also, you go to my Discord if you want to talk further. We've got added quite a few number of people thanks to new folks. I don't know their level of quant and trading and whatnot, but go there, ask your questions. I'll put the link in there. Also, if you want to join my email list, I'm going to have some big announcements, as I said, for Bob Pardo. We are going to have some demos available, hopefully, coming out soon from KX, the makers of KDB Plus software, the database. That's a very big-time industry standard, and they start out in the world of quant as well. They've been around for many years. Big banks use them, like JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley. They list as customers, and I know a lot of banks use it. So you want to get on that list, the email list for those announcements as well, because we're really ramping it up. I'm hoping to get Dr. Ernie Chan as well to do another interview with us on his latest developments with his new latest company launch that he put out a few years ago on machine learning. So hopefully they'll all get underway. But as I said, go to quantlabs.net/books to get on our email list. I'm hoping to get on my next big project is the big website that I'm looking at completing. The other big accomplishment in the last week, I will tell you, I am using a service called TradersPost.io. If you want to get up and running very quickly in the world of algorithmic trading with a minimal amount of programming, there's some like maybe six lines in PineScript. You add in whatever strategy you want, or TradingView. PineScript's a proprietary language for TradingView. There's a webhook there that you add in your alert. That's it. And it works. I've been running it now for a week now. And the connectivity between the broker you want, in my case, Interactive Brokers. If you want to do crypto trading, they have right now live support with Coinbase. Right now, I'm very close to getting that working. I'm going to confirm that hopefully later today. And if that's the case, I've already put up a positive, I can't believe I'm saying this, a positive experience with Coinbase now with a support real-time chat. I'm saying it, but here I am. They've done something right at Coinbase for once, and their support was pretty good, very helpful. So I'm not sure if I'm going to switch from Kraken, but I'm going to try out the Coinbase, see how it goes. And we'll leave it at that. Some big developments. Again, go to quantlabs.net/books for the email list. Okay. And we'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening. And hopefully we'll see you on the Discord or elsewhere. Over and out.